Hello guys, welcome back. This is ShazX here with another video of Town Hall 10 Gobowich attack strategy. Since the recent update, a lot of things have been nerfed, so I'm here to show you the best strategy for Town Hall 10 in the current meta. In this video I'll be demonstrating this strategy on 4 different bases, covering a total of 6 different Inferno Tower modes. You'll find the army copy links down below, and I'll also show each one at the end of every attack. All of these attacks will be done without any fancy hero's equipment. Here's the specific setup I'll be using for each attack. I'll break down each base step by step, so make sure to watch the entire video to catch all the details. Let's aim for 100 likes on this video, and let's get started after a small intro. Starting off with our first base, let's break down the situation. The key to this Gobowich attack strategy is clearing heavy defenses with bowlers and witches, while the golems tank for them. Since this is a spam-style attack, there's no need to overcomplicate it. You can easily grab 3 stars with this army as long as you deploy your troops along the correct path. As attackers, it's crucial to understand the enemy's base. Look for exposed compartments, weak points, and potential paths leading to the core. Now let me walk you through the strategy for this specific base. The enemy queen and Inferno Tower are located near the town hall, so we'll start the attack from this side to get massive value. First we'll drop 2 golems here, followed by the witches in a line. Then, we'll place the heroes at this position. Next we deploy the wall wrecker here, ensuring it heads toward both the Inferno Tower and the town hall, opening up a path for our kill squad. The reason we're deploying the wrecker on this side is that it can target the Inferno while also dealing damage to the nearby defenses on the queen's path. Once the first layer of walls is down and a funnel is created, then we'll deploy the bowlers. Remember, the golems are tanking damage while the bowlers and witches do the heavy lifting damage from behind. After the wall wrecker breaks through, we'll drop a healing and rage spell on the bowlers to keep them alive and deal massive damage. The raged bowlers will tear through the core in no time. And the rest of the spells will be used accordingly on the bowlers also. We'll also use a poison and freeze spell on the enemy clan castle troops and place a jump spell in the core to give our troops access to the middle compartments. With everything moving together, the base will quickly be cleared. Now, let me show you how I tripled this base. So here's the base and here's the army combinations. And now let's jump into the attack. Don't worry, I'll link the army setup down below as well. Let's kick things off by deploying our golems to start tanking and set up a clear path toward the core. Once the tanking is established, we'll release the witches, followed by the heroes, and then send the wall wrecker down the middle. We'll wait for a moment, as the wall wrecker clears the first layer of walls, and as the funnel takes shape, we'll deploy all bowlers right behind it. The bowlers are about to come from the clan castle, so we will drop the rage and healing combo, and we have freezed and poisoned the enemy CC troops. The bowlers will destroy the core. Now let's deploy the jump spell at the middle side so our bowlers get access to the core. Now let's deploy another rage and healing combo on the bowlers. And now our attack is done, we've left our hero's ability left. And this base will be crushed within just a few seconds. This strategy requires minimal effort, you just need to watch the wall wrecker advancing into the base, followed closely by the heroes and other troops. The bowlers are absolutely crushing the base. And we still have the queen's ability ready, plus a golem surviving to continue tanking. Look at the time. Isn't this one of the simplest and strongest Town Hall 10 attack strategies? Let me know in the comments, and give a thumbs up if you agree. If the enemy clan castle troops are stationed near the edges, you might need to adjust your funneling. Also, keep an eye on multi-inferno towers, freeze spells can help neutralize them. For a complete guide, check the card above, I've made a detailed video on similar bases. Now, let's jump into the second, even more exciting strategy. Look at this base. The base is made up with both multi-targeted infernos. But don't worry, we can easily triple this base with our army. So first we will drop our golems, then the line of witches, then the wall wrecker at an angle so it targets the inferno. If the multi-inferno is taken down, then our attack will be much easier to execute. And meanwhile we've deployed the heroes. The funneling is established and the first layer of wall is cleared, so we will drop the bowlers. Unfortunately our wall wrecker did not target the inferno. But don't worry, we have our troops left. Now let's see which side our troops go. The wall wrecker will be paving the way for our kill squad. Enemy CC troops have arrived, so we will drop a poison and freeze spell on them. And now let's drop the healing and rage combo on the bowlers. The enemy CC troops are killing our bowlers, but don't worry, we can clear this base. Our CC troops are about to come, so we will drop another rage and healing combo on them. And now we have dropped the jump spell on the expo compartment, and used the king's ability to clear the whole compartment. So guys, I hope you're enjoying this video. I've got tons of Town Hall 10 strategies on my channel, so feel free to check them out once you're done here. And don't forget to subscribe for more awesome content. Your support really motivates me to keep creating new videos for you. Look at that, we've still got witches alive pushing through the base like champs. Guys, if you have problems in finding siege machines in your clan, then don't worry, I've already made a no siege machine top 4 attack. You can find that video in the iCard or pinned comments. But watch that after you finish this one. And if you have any more queries, then do let me know in the comments. And we will cover more difficult bases in the upcoming attack, so make sure you watch this video till the end. This is an island base. Our first goal will be to clear out the multi-inferno, so let's drop everything according to the plan. We'll deploy the wall wrecker straight in front of the inferno. The inferno is cleared, now let's deploy the bowlers. The enemy CC troops have arrived, so we will use the poison and freeze spell on them. Our bowlers have come out, so we will use the rage and healing combo, and the jump spell will be used to clear the town hall compartment. Rest of the spells will be used on the bowlers. Our queen will easily clear the enemy king and CC troops. Now the base is cleared. Our bowlers and the witches will carry out the rest of the work. Guys, if you're enjoying my work, then don't forget to like, share and subscribe for more awesome strategies. Your support always helps me to make new videos for you. Remember, trap positions may vary, so be prepared to adapt as needed. Drop a rage spell to boost the bowlers' attack speed when they're inside the base. If you're up against heavily fortified compartments, consider swapping golems for wall breakers. Mastering these strategies will really elevate your attack. I've already made the top 4 attack. Feel free to check that out after you finish this one. We've our hero's ability, so with that we can easily clear the last inferno. So let's move on to the last base of this video. I think there's nothing much to explain. Now let us enjoy this attack strategy without any trash talking. Guys, if you have any more queries, then don't forget to comment down below, and there's a discussion channel of our group. Don't forget to join them. And yes, also don't forget to like, share and subscribe for more awesome videos of Clash of Clans. Also try to watch the videos on the iCard and descriptions. And I'll catch you guys in the next video. Till then, stay safe, stay beautiful. Peace.
With you, I know I belong. With that, all eyes on us. You're the one I want.